I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hi, guys. I've been looking forward to this show for weeks. In all honesty, I will tell you, I watch none of the Olympics. My Olympics was Celebrity Big Brother. Careful. I mean, we're doing my makeup. And I'm a moving target for Caroline, who does my makeup. So,
we nearly got his eye.
Yeah.
It's all good.
But anyway, I loved Celebrity Big Brother. And I thought that Brandy was fantastic on it. Brandy, of course, being Brandy Glanville from the Beverly Hills Housewives, formerly of. And, of course, the superstar of the Olympics, personality-wise, was Adam Rippon. And he was tweeting Housewives, and he's really into the show. And so it's very cool for us to have Adam in the clubhouse with Brandy. When Brandy got out of the Big Brother house, she texted me, and I was like, "You're booked on my show in 10 days with Adam Rippon." She goes, "I don't know anything about the Olympics." She was locked in that house. So hopefully she knows who he is now, and we'll be excited. I'm excited. You're excited. We're all excited. See you in the clubhouse. He won the bronze and she wears the bronzer. It's Watch What Happens Live with Brandy Glanville and Adam Rippon now. What Happens Live, it's Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse with one of our all-time favorite skaters and one of your all-time favorite haters. She was kicked out of the Celebrity Big Brother house too soon, in my opinion, so I'm going to let her stay in this clubhouse all night long. Welcome back, our old pal, Brandy Glanville. Great to see you, Brandy. Andy made history when he became the first openly gay American male athlete to win a medal at the Winter Olympics. But perhaps more important, he won all of our hearts. And I think a few phone numbers, including one from an iconic celebrity mom who's my next door neighbor trying to hook up her son. Please welcome to the clubhouse figure skater Adam Rippon. Nice to see you. Excited. I have to say, during the Olympics, I mean, I was addicted to watching Adam, and I was addicted to watching Celebrity Big Brother. You made me so proud. You made me so proud. So thank you to both of you. And in honor of the sport of figure skating over at the bar, it's two ice queens, Paige Turner and Marty Gould Cummings, as drag Tanya and Nancy. Oh my God, amazing. Brandy, when your house guests got messages from home on Big Brother, your message was from someone extra special. Take a look.
You're killing it. I am so impressed with your curling iron skills, by the way. We're all so proud of you and love watching you. You got this, Brandy.
I felt so I felt bad because I knew that I was there in place of your kids who weren't allowed to be on camera.
But
so,
you knew that, and yes. That was the beautiful thing. And it was like, it was star power. I did miss my kids, but I know that you knew that they couldn't be there.
Good.
So it was,
okay, good.
And Julie's like, honestly, like I'm so happy we couldn't get your kids. Andy stepped in and did it, and thank you.
Oh, good. John Mayer shot that footage, by the way.
Well, he's an idiot.
No, he is not. No, don't. No, no,
okay,
no, no, no.
All right, maybe not.
Brandy, last week, Jennifer Lawrence had some kind words to say about you on this show. Take a look. Which housewife would you like to bring back?
I would obviously bring back Brandy Glanville. I mean,
you love her. There you go. Very nice.
That was my life. That was my life. Yeah,
Adam, you wore a leather harness to the Vanity Fair Oscar red carpet. I thought you looked so great. And I guess some people on Twitter were tweeting about it, and Cher came to your defense. I mean,
she
you've
did.
Now had Britney tweet you, Cher tweet you. What is your life right now?
Andy, I'm just the people's choice.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You know, I just want to play some icebreakers with you to get to know your feelings about Bravo a little better, because you were tweeting at Kyle when you were at the Olympics a little bit.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite housewife?
Be careful.
Well, I love Brandy.
Right.
I also love, like, Lisa Rinna. I love Lisa Rinna.
Okay. Which housewife
is that
would
okay?
you
yeah.
never want as a skating partner or coach?
I think NeNe Leakes.
Okay. What city do you see yourself fitting in best?
I'm gonna say Beverly Hills because I like live in LA.
Who do you think you would always fight with?
I think Sheree, because she would try to outdo me with the one-liners.
Which housewife would be the best figure skater?
I'm gonna say Brandy. Like, we just
nice.
Did a lift before the show.
Yes. Oh,
thank you.
She has a lot of potential.
Thank you very much, Adam Rippon. I know you have questions for Brandy Glanville and Adam Rippon, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, Brandy's last Real Housewives of Beverly Hills tagline was, I'd rather spend my life kicking ass than kissing it. And I don't expect her to pucker up to any butt now. So here's what, Brandy, I want to get your take on what's been going on Beverly Hills lately. Yes. Thoughts on the new housewife, Teddy Mellencamp?
I don't want to see anyone accountable on reality TV.
Ah, thoughts on Camille giving Dorit a ball gag because she said she talks too much. Funny or inappropriate?
Loved it.
Okay, thoughts on Vanderpump shading Dorit on tonight's episode during her birthday lunch?
Oh, honey, it's just the beginning. Dorit will be very homeless soon.
Thoughts on the whole drama with Dorit being late to lunch with Teddy?
I mean, Dorit can do whatever she wants. I like Dorit.
You do?
Yeah.
Thoughts on Rinna talking about how Ken was involved in a lawsuit?
I mean, lawsuits and, you know what, a pass.
Thoughts on Dorit getting upset that her wine was served in the wrong stemware?
You know what, I kind of like it, but I would drink it in anything.
Thoughts on Dorit calling Camille the C word during a dinner party? Well, that's Brandy playbook.
I loved it.
Yes.
It was fun, it was a joke.
Thoughts on everyone getting mad at Erica for leaving Teddy's beach house? Did they overreact?
You don't do sleepovers after 14, shut up.
Okay, thank you very much, Brandy. Never a loss for opinions. Second, after his flawless skating and more flawless personality, what people seem to enjoy most about Adam are those cakes. Don't act like you didn't notice. Anyway, you know what goes great with cakes? Tea. Here's what, Adam, it's time for you to spill the tea on everything that went on at the Olympic Village, okay?
What do you want to know?
Were you on Grindr while you were at the Olympics?
I wasn't.
Okay.
I feel like I should have been.
Were you on Tinder?
I was not.
Okay.
I was competing,
yes.
Andy.
Which sport do you think has the horniest athletes?
I think figure skating.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how nice were the rooms in the village?
4.
Oh.
They were like Comfort Inn meets homeless shelter.
Oh, okay.
But like in a fun way.
Okay. Who threw the best room parties?
I think we did. My room.
Your room?
Yeah.
Did you have roommates?
Yeah, we had 5 roommates.
Wow, and were they all figure skaters?
Yes.
Fun.
So they were all figure skaters, yeah.
You
would have loved it.
Any fun crossover hookups between different countries happening?
You know, we just all tried to get along, so there were some crossover there, but, you know, we're just trying to do the U.S. well, you know?
When Shaun White appeared on Watch What Happens Live, he said, the Olympic Village orgy exists. Did you know that this was going down?
I did, and the first thing I did was I wanted to try to find, like, Olympic condoms.
Yes.
And,
Yeah, you said that they were no good.
Yeah, I was very disappointed because I went and I looked and they were just, like, random, like, latex condoms. I wanted, like, some, like, rings on them, but right. I did take, like, 400 of them, and I've been giving them to all my friends.
Did you get to interact with the North Korean cheerleaders?
I did not, but I got
he
to...
was scared.
I was a little scared.
Yes.
Right. Thank you very much, Adam. Finally, if there was a shadiness contest in the Celebrity Big Brother house, Brandi Glanville would have definitely won a medal. But here's what. Brandi, did you know that there was someone even shadier outside the Celebrity Big Brother house? It is Julie Chen's body double, the Shady Chenbot.
Oh, boy.
It's Chenbot in the clubhouse.
Awesome. Chenbot, what's your first shady question for Brandi?
What was the grossest habit you witnessed and who did it?
The grossest habit was Mark McGrath putting Q-tips up his nose and blowing snot on them and into the... Do it in the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Brand. Julie Chenbot. Shady Chenbot, what's your next question?
Say three nice things about your Big Brother nemesis, James Maslow.
Yeah, you did not like him.
I think that he goes to a really fun church.
Okay.
We wear the same size jeans, so we can share clothes.
Okay.
And I like his eyeballs.
Okay. All right, Chenbot, what's your last question?
If there was a Celebrity Big Brother Housewife Edition, who would you not want in the house?
Oh, I mean, so many. Just for Beverly Hills?
Just name one.
Kenya Moore, because she was kind of there. Omarosa, Kenya, same person.
Oh, really? You think Omarosa and Kenya were the same person?
For me.
Okay.
My experience.
All right, thank you very much, Brandi Glanville. Thanks. Thank you, Julie, for recording that. Okay, let's go to the phones. It's Clyde from Phoenix. Hey, Clyde, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, love you guys. This question's for Adam.
Okay.
I was wondering, Adam, could you describe what it was like meeting your celebrity crush, Shawn Mendes? And I got to ask this, was he into your harness?
Oh, yeah.
So Shawn is actually, he was like super sweet. He was super nice. And so I went up to him. I was like, hey, Sean, I'm Adam. He's like, hey, I'm Sean. And I was like, thank you so much for introducing yourself. And he's really tall, but he's super cute. Like, how can anybody, like, have anything bad to say about him?
Yeah.
But also, how could anybody have anything bad to say about my harness?
Right.
So I'm sure on some level,
the world is full of haters. Yes. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Welcome.
But did you have any meaningful interaction beyond that, or did you just meet?
Like, we talked for like 30 seconds, but I kind of feel like we had a connection.
Oh my God. Brandi, Lisette from New Orleans wants to know if you feel like you got to know the real Omarosa.
No, I don't think anyone knows. I don't think she knows the real Omarosa. She's a evil genius.
On next week's Beverly Hills Housewives, new girl Teddy learns a very important lesson. Erica may have an alter ego who dresses up in wigs and costumes, but she is never pretending. Here's a sneak peek.
I mean, I've spoken to Erica about it. I've spoken to Lisa Rinna about it. No one felt like I was bad-mouthing or bashing Lisa Rinna.
I said it would have hurt her feelings. Erica, in the moment, you 100% said, Teddy, I agree with you. It would have hurt my feelings.
It's possible.
You pretending that it's fully amnesia right now is confusing.
No, excuse me. Don't ever say I'm pretending, because I'm not pretending. I'm telling you the truth. I don't remember saying that. Don't ever say that to me again.
Okay.
Don't f*** with me like that. You don't want that. Don't. Okay. Don't ever, ever do that to me.
You're implying that I'm lying. And I'm tired of being nice to you.
Brandi, you just said what to me?
Wrong person to come for.
Right. Do you know Erica at all?
We met. We did Sharknado together.
Oh, yeah. You did? One of our great
of
films.
Of course.
Yes. Dana Kay said, Adam, out of all of the celebrities who emerged as fans of yours, which left you the most starstruck? I mean, Britney, Tyra, Reese Witherspoon, Sarah Paulson. I mean, on and on.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really one to get starstruck.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's Andy.
I think it's Andy.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is my second, like, old-fashioned, so I think this is honestly what's, like, having me feel like I've made it.
Everyone loves Andy. Yeah, we all love Andy.
Yeah, yeah. I love Andy.
Oh, you're very sweet. What is your type, by the way?
I think my type is someone who goes to the gym and...
Drag Nancy and Tanya are literally, can't wait to hear this. Okay, what is your type?
I think someone who goes to the gym and, like, has a job.
Okay, all right.
He needs a rough top.
Right, a rough top you think he needs?
Randy,
you need a rough top. Let's go to Terry
Randy, thank
from
you
Buffalo.
So, why not?
Looking out for you.
Oh, no,
thank
it's
you.
Linda from, who am I going to? Terry from Buffalo. Hey, Terry.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Thanks for creating the Housewives, and I love your show.
Big group of people did that. What's your question?
My question is for Brandy.
Okay.
Do you regret anything you said or did on Celebrity Big Brother?
No.
All right. Let's go to Diana from California. Hey, Diana, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, I have a question for Adam.
Okay.
If you were skating for the final time of your career, what song would you skate to and what would you wear?
I would skate to Don't Cry Out Loud, and I would wear nothing.
Naked and not afraid.
That is so good.
It is so good, right? And
yes.
I visualized it over and over.
Oh, that is so funny. Brandy, Josh W. said, I heard that you and Sheena mended things. When is the last time you two hung out?
We don't hang out.
Right.
When I see her, I'm happy to see her.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go to Linda from Chicago. Hey, Linda, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, it's Linda from Chicago. I have a question for Brandy.
Okay.
Since you've been in this situation before, Brandy, do you have any advice for Dorit now that she's in the hot seat with the other lady?
Yeah, get ready to be homeless.
Get ready to be homeless.
I feel like Lisa Van, LVC, as I call her, she does, like, unless Dorit has blackmail on her, which is, no one gets to talk to Lisa this way and say these things. You do not get around that. Lisa will come for you until you are homeless.
By the way, it is interesting. You still really are a fan of all the Housewives. You watch them all.
Yes.
I love that.
I'm invested. It's part of my life. It's like looking at an ex-boyfriend's Instagram. You're not going
right.
to stop.
Right. Let's go to Katie from New York.
That's
hey,
true.
Katie, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Brandy.
Okay.
I was wondering, who do you think is the worst housewife of all time?
Oh, God. I mean, there's so many. No, I really don't have an answer. I think everyone adds to it. If they don't, they're gone.
Adam, what was your reaction to Sally Field trying to matchmake with you on behalf of her son?
Like, if my mom ever did that to me, I'd probably, like, be in jail because I would have killed her.
Uh-huh.
But I reached out to her son so that, like, I could kind of put, like, a stop to the madness
uh-huh.
in a way.
Hey, don't you want in a little bit?
I mean, I'll find a way in.
He's really sweet, by the way.
Yeah, he is really nice. Yeah, we actually, like, went back and forth, and
Hollywood
am giving
royalty.
Him tickets.
Come on.
I know.
You're giving him tickets to come
Stars
to the
Ice.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. Super sweet, nice Jewish boy.
Yeah, I love it.
We love it.
Around your age?
Yeah.
Matthew Facebooked, Adam, can you recreate that full leg lift you did while watching your scores come out?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
Nice.
If I I could do it too.
Brandy.
You should try.
Brandy, you got in a physical fight with one of the teen moms on that show?
Okay. She came for me because I said she was a narcissist. And so she lunged at me. Thank God for like the mob wives. They all jumped in. They were like, don't hurt Brandy. But I was taking off my earrings. I was going in.
How are you getting along these days with Eddie and Leanne, by the way?
We're great.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that.
Well, I had to be because I was going to Big Brother. I'm like, can you watch my kids for this long? And now he's doing a show in Vancouver, and now I have the boys. So.
Okay, good.
It's good.
Good.
Yeah.
That must have been hell being away from them.
It was. It was horrible. But at the same time, you know, I'm lucky because it worked out. Because now I have them for a month because their dad's working.
Right. Okay. Okay, it is time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Adam because he's going to step over to the green screen and give us his Real Housewives tagline.
Yes.
Which I absolutely love. Okay, Adam, give it to us.
My blades are sharp, but my tongue is sharper.
Wait, do it again.
Yes. No, that was good.
Like a little more fierce.
Okay, Brandy wants you to be fierce. Okay.
My blades may be sharp, but my tongue is sharper.
Yes! Give it up for Adam. It's impossible to follow that with the jackal. I refuse to do that. Oh, nice. Good. Cute. Good. I liked your direction.
I'm just a dog. Yeah. If there's anybody's
direction I think I should take, it's probably Brandy's.
That is a bad idea.
I love it. I want to thank Brandy, Adam, Paige, and Marty. Brandy Glanville and Adam Rippon are here. Brandy's show. Brandy's on a new Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars Family Edition on WeTV. You can see Adam in the 2018 Stars on Ice Tour. Tickets are available now. Behind the bar, we have Drag Tanya and Nancy Paige Turner. And Marty Cool Fighters. I love it when they're here. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, I'm Katie. I'm calling from New York.
Hey, Katie, what's your question?
My question is for Adam. Adam, do you think that the rumors on Page Six were true, that Johnny Weir was actually jealous of all the attention that you were getting during the Olympics?
Maybe.
Really?
I think maybe, but you know what? Like, I mean, I'm not coming for his job. I'm not coming for his gig.
Well, what were your interactions?
We didn't really have any. But, I mean, maybe. I really don't know because, like, we didn't really have any interactions. And, like, we've always reached out to each other, and I've always, like, thanked him because I kind of feel like he kind of, like, helped make my way a little bit easier.
Uh-huh.
But it's like when there's a new housewife, everyone gets a little jealous. That's all it is.
Right.
Thank you for putting it in perspective.
Thank you so much.
We can all understand. Yes. Okay, back to the... do you have aspirations to be an announcer?
Not really.
Not really?
No. I want to do something else.
What do you want to do?
I don't know. Like, I really love being here and, like, drinking.
Well, sweetie, you can come drink here anytime you want.
Okay.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Well, hi, y'all. This is Cindy in Florida.
Hi, Cindy. What's your question?
My question is for Brandy.
Okay.
What were you referring to when you tweeted about Lisa Vanderpump always having an ace up her sleeve because she's an effing cheater?
Well, I mean, just that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What is the root of why you and James did not get along?
You know, honestly, when he came into the house, we were having a conversation. He kept on acting like he was super, he's like, I'm so famous. I'm like, basically, I don't need to be here, and you guys do.
Got it.
And he was condescending and arrogant. And it got to a point where, like, honey, we're all here. We're in the same house. Like, stop it.
Right.
That was it.
Answer me this. So Omarosa has been backtracking on a bunch of stuff that she said in the Big Brother house. She went on Colbert and said, oh, that was taken out of context. It was edited when she said Trump is a disaster and we should all be worried. She was like, oh, no, I was talking about the Dreamers. What do you make of that?
She's full on a liar. They kept on saying over the thing, Omarosa, don't forget you have a contract. You can get sued. They kept calling her in because she was just speaking out. And then the day after the finale, we went to Marissa's house, who I love, and we all had to put our phones in the middle. And I was still, I was like, I'm telling everyone everything. And she told us some crazy things. So she's insane. Like, she thinks she can just do whatever she wants and get away with it. It's interesting.
Do you believe the stuff that she was saying? I mean,
some of it. She's a really good liar.
I loved it when you asked her if she slept with Trump. That was amazing. That was
But girl, why else would they be that close for that long?
Well, I mean, do you have to? I mean,
I think a lot of people do.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, my name's Allie and I'm calling from Mississippi.
Hey, Allie, what's your question?
My question's for Adam. Congrats on placing in the Olympics. Has Mike Pence or his team contacted you since the Olympics?
Shockingly, they haven't.
Right. I understand why you didn't, but I really wanted you to come face to face with him because I feel like anytime someone who is so violently anti-gay comes in contact with someone who's gay, and this applies to every kind of, you know, group, then it makes, you know, it humanizes the person and maybe the issue. And I was like, wow, if anyone could do some good, maybe our boy Adam could, and maybe this could be great for kind of humanizing us, and this would be an unlikely, you know, combination of people.
You know, I would love to still meet with him if that were still on
a possibility.
Table. Yeah, I really would, because I kind of feel like I can convince people to.
Why don't you reach out to him? Come on, do it.
Yeah, well, do it right now.
You can't. You can't.
You're right.
You can't. The only thing that could happen is for him saying no. Like, look, respectfully, the Olympics are over, and you know, say, look, I would like to have a secret meeting with you. I will not reveal anything that happens.
He loves secrets.
And go talk to him.
I do love secrets.
Not you, him.
Oh, him too.
Girl.
All love a good secret.
We do.
Not with Vince.
Was I going to say, well, Brandy, I really wanted you to win Big Brother, and I really wanted you to win, but you did, because you won our hearts, and you got a medal. And it's so good. Hold on. Let me ask this. Will you compete again in 4 years? You're done?
Andrew.
What?
No.
No?
Not happening. Everybody I compete against is like 18.
Oh, right.
I'm
you
not
just
18.
Look young.
I just
like,
look
things
young.
Things are starting to hurt.
Yeah. All right. I'm falling apart, my life.
I'm excited to see you on tour. I'm so excited to see this. I'm going to look forward to doing the show on WeTV. Do the queens have any plugs they need to make?
Oh, you can watch us on Fusion TV, Shade Queens of NYC on Thursday night.
Perfect. Thank you. For more, click around BravoTV.com, everybody. Good night. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.